Wake up with Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Big show day one for 2019. Massive.
Yeah, it is. We can't wait. One of the biggest birthdays, I suppose, in the town.
Oh.
Our mayor is having a birthday and we should give him a ring.
Yeah, but where is he? That's
well,
the
I
problem.
Don't know.
Well, he's not on the Gold Coast.
No.
Isn't he?
No.
Well, we'll find out where the mayor is. And also, just coming back from holidays, you know, sometimes you get a bit injured. You know, sometimes there's some injuries over holidays when you take things a little bit too hard. And that was me over the holidays. But it wasn't one of those ones where you
it
say...
It wasn't a hold my beer, watch
no,
this.
This was a sober injury.
Really?
Yeah.
Not a little graze, not a bit of bark off here?
No, a little bit, but no, it was tough.
Am I going to laugh?
Don't know.
And I shouldn't?
Don't know.
I reckon we're going to laugh.
I know. Everything that's trending today, including, look, just shop at Miami Coles there, everybody, because there is a huge celebrity in town filming a movie, and he has been spotted there quite a bit. And also that show that's on telly, I'm a Person in the Jungle. I refuse to call it I'm a Celebrity. Get
fair
me out
call,
of here.
Fair call.
Yes.
Bridge and Spider for breakfast at Gold 92.5. To the Gold Coast Mayor, Tom Tate.
Tommy.
Mate.
I can't believe, Tom. Now, is it true? We've got to start off. We'll happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Tommy. Happy birthday to you. Hip, hip.
Hooray!
Hip, hip. Hip, hip. That's from the whole Gold Coast, Tom.
Thank you so much.
You're
crazy. 60. You guys are crazy.
Are
but
you
thank
60?
You very much for your best wishes.
60?
Yeah, 6-0 today.
Wow.
Now, Tom, you're celebrating in Vegas for your 60th now. Mm. I must admit, on my bucket list is going to Vegas, but Celine Dion, really?
Well, it's romantic. I mean, Ruth will be there with me, so, and, holding her hand, listening, Celine, mate, you know.
Well, just to get you in the
better.
Mood, just to get you in.
I hear the...
Sing it, Tom.
Willie. That's it.
Oh. Got a bit of practice.
Is that off
to
the
do,
Titanic?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Have you been to a concert, or are you going tonight for your birthday?
No, it's tonight. Yeah, so I'm going to let Celine know that it's my birthday, so she can sing to me. Maybe
happy
birthday,
Vegas.
The mayor version.
Hey, there's Lady Gaga there in residency. I mean, there's some other really good people.
Yep.
You don't have to go to Celine. You know that.
Yeah.
No, we're seeing Lady Gaga next day, so we're doing both. So it's good. Mate, you're only 60 once, you know, and only, what they say, 3 scores and 10, so I only got 10 years left in under warranty. Better go for it.
Okay, yeah.
Well, you know what happens in Vegas obviously stays in Vegas.
Well, that's right, and we've heard that you've been up to a little bit of mischief, hangover style. Did you find a tiger hanging around?
There is a tiger in the bathroom!
One of those. No, it's Ruth was in the bathroom. Not the tiger.
Righto.
Was it Siegfried and Roy's tiger? All right.
No,
okay.
No.
All right.
But if you do want, I know you got Celine Dion, your Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about actually listening to Mike Tyson sing?
But I've been waiting for this moment for all my life. Oh, Lord.
He hangs out in Vegas.
Is it like a hangover?
Yeah, that sounded like me.
It did. Well, look, I know you might meet Celine Dion, but there's someone that you really need to meet, and it's this bloke.
Mr. Chow. Uh-huh. Leslie Chow.
Mr. Chow.
International criminal.
Yeah, look. Mate, it is. There's a lot's going on. We went and saw a magician last night, so that was like different.
You're keeping yourself.
No, I couldn't go to sleep because I'm thinking how he did it all those magic tricks.
Hey, Tom, locally here on the Gold Coast, we can't wait till you get back. We do want to wish you all the best for your birthday. But you are telling the Gold Coast to get busy. At the moment, we are just not supplying enough children for the economy around here.
Yeah, I read that the fertility rate is down, and well, it's done my bit. I got four kids, so all the other ones out there who's only got two, turned that Michael Jackson, young Michael Jackson on, and that music, what is it?
Here it is.
This one.
What is it? Don't Stop Till You Get It Up. You got that one playing?
Wait, whoa. No,
it's Don't Stop Till You Get Enough, not Get It Up.
Enough. Oh.
Yeah. I don't, you're thinking of this.
It's Michael's accent. Oh. I got this
stuff. This one.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yep.
Yeah, there we go.
Seriously, don't stop till you get enough, Tom.
Enough, okay.
Either way, it's going to work, Tom, if it gets up or enough.
You want everyone to have a tiger in the bedroom, right? Yeah. You're on the Gold Coast.
There is a tiger in the bathroom!
Well, happy 60th, mate.
Oh, thanks, mate. And, well, thank you so much. It's an honour for you to give me a ring from all over the site from home. And yes. Wonderful.
Honour for
thank
us.
You.
Thanks, Tom. Enjoy.
Okay, bye.
It's birthday boy, Gold Coast Mayor Tom Tate.
It's an honour for us.
Yes, it is.
I have some big news.
I'm an overweight middle-aged man.
Welcome to Jumanji.
It's a great way to open the show.
And the media, look at all those people back there.
We have more wealth than most Australians, that is true.
Live from Gold 92.5's breakfast table, it's Bridges Feed.
Well, if you're in the produce section or the deli section or even down the lollies and soft drink section at the Coles Miami, you would have run into this big Hollywood star yesterday.
Who?
Yeah, right.
Alexander Skarsgård. Now, he's from True Blood and The Legend of Tarzan. He was on Zoolander as well and Big Little Lies, if you've seen any of those shows. He's here at the moment filming Godzilla v. King Kong.
Okay.
Now, what was... We know who King Kong was, but what was Godzilla? Was like a dragon-y thing, wasn't he?
Massive big dragon, yeah.
Yeah, big dragon.
Was he dragon dinosaur?
Dragon, dinosaur, yeah.
Something like that. And they're filming it at the moment. Most of the scenes have been done. The bulk of it's been filmed overseas, but the final scenes, they're here for the next few months. So that's pretty cool. And he's spinning out that there's a studio next to a roller coaster. He said it really sums up what the movie industry's about.
I'm still wondering who would win. Who wins?
Godzilla v. King Kong. Well, that's what you've got to find out with a movie,
Kong.
Hey?
Yeah, my money's on
back
Kong.
In King Kong.
I don't know. I think I'd go Godzilla because King Kong can beat his chest, but Godzilla can spew out the fire.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm going to stick with Kong.
Hey, all right. Okay, now there's a show on TV called I'm a Person in the Jungle. I don't think there should be celebrity status. I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here.
Scratch your head. Who are they?
That's why their names are on the back of their shirts, so they can figure out who the other person is.
I don't know any. When they come in, I know probably one or two, but, yeah, there's not many around.
Yeah, you're not a good test of who's a celebrity. You're not, though, really. Are you, mate? But, look, how much do you reckon they get paid per episode? It's come out. Look, it depends on your status, of course. Let me go through some of the others. Yeah. Shane Warne. $2 million.
What?
He got $2 million. He put the price up so much that they thought they'd never pay me, and they did.
That was for the series, though, not per...
That would, yeah. No, yeah, that was for the series. Tom Arnold got... And he left after a week or two. He's that American actor. He got paid nearly $600,000. But per ep, what do you reckon some of them are on?
Well, they do 100-odd episodes because they're on every night.
Mm.
So it goes for a while. Probably, $1,000 is going to give you over $100,000. So $1,000, probably... $5,000 a week?
$10,000 an episode. Some are getting $100,000 a week. So no feeling sorry for them putting their hand in a box with spiders and stuff.
Yeah.
I did that for free here with you guys.
Yeah, but it's pretty lame, a few of their challenges. They're not anything like that, like an ice bath. Like, you do that after... Every game is boring.
Good morning, P3 Sports and Recovery.
Exactly right.
People pay to do that. I know, it's ridiculous. And honestly, you were talking about her before, the chef, Justine Schofield.
Schofield, yeah. I quite like her.
Yeah, I don't mind her, but I only watch her to go, hurry up, Bold and Beautiful's on after you.
Oh, right, okay.
No, it is. No, it's true. But there's People in the Jungle show. I'm waiting. Are the celebs camouflaged up the trees or something? Is it like Where's Wally?
Yeah, they're going
to... Is it Spot the Celeb?
It'll appear soon.
Is that what we're doing? But I'm even up for anyone at the moment. I'm thinking, give me a has-been from E Street or the Henderson Kids. Remember that show?
I reckon they should put Bouncer.
Well, I'd even settle for Daryl Summers, Ugly Dave Gray, Denise Drysdale. I'd be happy.
Yeah.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
Now, we're out, obviously, just coming back from holidays. Mm. And, you know, everyone enjoys their holidays. I go to New Zealand down on Sheree's mum and dad's dairy farm every year and enjoy a little bit of time down there. But, you know, sometimes over the holidays period, some people get a little bit excited, a little bit silly, and some get injured. And... you know, normally how, you know, you have like a New Year's or a Boxing Day game of cricket or, you know, a game of volleyball in the backyard amongst the family.
Sure.
Yes.
New Year's Day, I thought I would do that. And we played a little bit of volleyball, which is okay, which is fair enough, pretty easy to do. And yes. Sheree and her brother one side, myself and my young fella Boston and my nephew Brody were the other team. And, you know, we're going all right. And then suddenly the ball goes down under the hedge. So I said, I'll get it. And knowing in New Zealand, and even though it's hot, you're pretty safe. Because in New Zealand, they don't have any snakes.
Amazing, isn't
it? They've got no spiders.
Yes.
Yeah. No real reptiles or insects down there that can kill you.
Okay.
So I was head first, straight down, all four, straight under the hedge to get the ball.
Yep.
Don't know what happened. About, I don't know how long it was. I had, the next thing I know, I woke up. Sheree's brother and Sheree were dragging me out. I was groaning and I was in unbelievable amounts of pain. And they're going, what happened? I don't know.
What?
So I crawled under the hedge head first, straight into the electric fence. Straight into my forehead.
Oh, no.
Knocked me out onto all four. Couldn't move.
Boy.
Hang on.
I had a mark on my forehead for 4 days.
Hang on. This is like the start of a movie. So what superpower have you got now? You know when that happens and the electrical force goes through?
100%.
Are you smarter now or something?
No.
Is it like charged your head?
I was crapping myself for the next 2 weeks going near any electric fence. No. Just absolutely had no, just didn't even think about going under the hedge towards the paddock to get a ball. And then before I know it, I was just being dragged out.
Hey, I've got to charge my phone. Can I just plug into you for a bit? Hey? Are you kidding?
No. No.
You're not laughing too much. I'm sorry.
It's not funny because it hurt.
Did you go to the doctor or your brain wrong?
How were you after a day or two?
No, I was like, I was rattled. I was rattled for a long time.
You're about to say,
I was shocked.
Shocking. Still got the dad jokes. That's good.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.